Now let's continue on with the Beatitudes. So far we've covered, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, Matthew 5:3. Now Matthew 5:4, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And now we come to, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Now think about that for a minute. That is a mind-boggling verse. Yet it was prophesied, as we will see, in the Old Testament. The earth, the inheritance. Now let's understand about inheritance. Let's come to Romans, the 8th chapter. This is quite a thing. When we inherit eternal life, Romans 8, through Jesus Christ, we inherit what Jesus inherits. Now let's read it here. This is important. Now what I want you to think about is this. Every one of us, when we were first conceived, just a pinpoint of life, speck of dust. Now look at us now. Now what is it going to be like to be a spirit being then? All right? And this life and what we are is a speck of the spirit to be fully manifested in its full being at the resurrection. Now that's a blessing. Blessed are the meek, the opposite of proud, for they shall inherit the earth. Now let's read it here. Verse 14, Romans 8. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, that is, with the Spirit of God within them, the Comforter, the Spirit of the truth. Now I want you to think of all of these blessings, though it doesn't necessarily say blessed, blah, 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 blessed did you this and that and the other. All of these are blessings. All of the promises of God are blessings. All of the things that God gives us spiritually are blessings. They come directly from God the Father and Jesus Christ. Verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Now you have not received a spirit of bondage again unto fear, because that's what we had in the world. And who's the prince of the power of the air that spreads that spirit around? Satan, the devil. But you have received the spirit of sonship, whereby we call out, Abba, Father. Now, you can't get a relationship any closer than that. Okay, a little sidebar here. Sacred names are not required. This is an example of the Aramaic Abba, which means Father. If it were required to have sacred names in the New Testament, God would have put them there. Jesus revealed that the sacred name of Jesus, given by God himself, is Jesus the Christ. That's his sacred name. And he revealed the Father to us, and that is his name for us. So you don't have to be bothered with sacred names, because what counts more than anything else is what is in your heart and how do you yield to the Spirit of God. Now notice verse 16. For the Spirit itself bears witness conjointly with our own spirit, testifying that we are the children of God. His children. It's what it says in 1 John 3. Now are we the children of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, because we will see him as he is. Is that a blessing? Look at all the blessings we have covered. Just starting from the blessing, blessed are those, and now we are, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Now, verse 17 tells us a lot. Now, if we are children, which we are also heirs, truly heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. That is amazing. Joint heirs. We are going to own parts of the earth and the universe with Christ. Joint heirs. Now, what did he inherit? I'll come back here to Hebrews, the first chapter. Hold your place in Romans, the 8th chapter, because we'll be there, back there. Okay? Now, let's pick it up here in verse 1. Hebrews 1 and verse 1. You know, there are certain basic scriptures that we have to go back and repeat and repeat, and we learn more every time when we do, see? Well, here, these verses are profound. Verse 1, God, who spoke to the fathers at different times in the past and in many ways by the prophets, has spoken to us in these last days by his Son, and this is who is speaking to us now through the written words that he, God, breathed and inspired to be for us, whom he has appointed heir of all things, and all things means the universe. Now, they have a special thing that they advertise on the radio every once in a while that you give as a gift, which is a picture of a star. Well, we're not going to receive just a picture. We're going to receive the real thing. All things, by whom also he made the ages or the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the exact image of his person, and we're going to be like Christ. Is that not true? Yes, indeed. Are we not the Father's children? Yes, indeed. Upholding all things by the word of his own power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. What a summary of the gospel that is, isn't it? Think of what God is doing. This is why we're going through these things as we come down toward Pentecost, so that we can have a full grasp of what God is doing and how God is doing it. Okay? So let's read verse 17, Romans 8 again, back to Romans 8. Now, if we are children, which we are also heirs, which we are, truly heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer together with him. See, now we're to count the sufferings as blessings, because these give us the deep character of God through his Spirit, and these perfect us. Doesn't it say that Jesus was perfected through the things that he suffered, even though he was God in the flesh? So even those we count, though they're difficult to go through, but the end result, see, always, always, always look to the end. Don't just look at the circumstances right in front of you as the whole story. Now, we need to look at the circumstances in front of us, but we need to always project forward to the end of that, see? If we suffer together with him, so that we may also be glorified together with him. Think of what that's going to be like. Now, let's come back here and let's finish it a little more. Coming here with Matthew, the 5th chapter. All right. Now, let's see what meekness means. Let's come back here to Numbers, the 12th chapter. Now, there are two versions of it. Numbers 12, and then we will come back to Matthew, the 11th chapter. So, hold your place there. Numbers 12. Here's quite a statement. Now, you think about Moses. And let's understand the position that he held and understand his relationship with God. He spoke directly to God. He was also strong toward God, beseeching God, he with his prayers, because he was not lifted up in vanity when God said, "Let me alone and I'll destroy them and I'll raise up with you." If he was prideful, he would have said, "Oh yes, Lord, what an opportunity. Go ahead, destroy them all. Yes, I'm so important." No. He humbled himself and prayed and said, "Oh Lord God, I know that your people have sinned, but pardon their sin. What will the Gentiles and the nations around think? They will say that you brought them out into the wilderness to kill them. You didn't do that. Yes, I know they have sinned. And by the way, pardon the sin of Aaron, my brother." God heard him. He beseeched God and talked directly with him. So he wasn't arrogant and lifted up. Now notice verse 3. Numbers 12 and verse 3. "Now the man Moses was very meek, more than all the men on the face of the earth." Who? Think of that. Now stop and think a little bit here. A little sidebar. The Jews say that Moses gave them the oral tradition separate from the written word, being the meekest man on the face of the earth. Do you think that he would dare? Do you think that the thought would even come into his head to give silly, nonsensical human traditions which form Judaism to this very day if he were meek? Of course not. He wouldn't think of it. He wouldn't do it. So just that, with this verse, makes null and void every tradition of the Jews. Now you need to think on that. Now let's see, what about Jesus? Let's come to Matthew 11. Let's see what Jesus tells us. Let's see what his ministry was. Now, look at Moses, what he did. Is that a blessing to us? All the words of God that he wrote down? All the love and obedience that he had to God? Yes, indeed. And he wrote of the coming of Jesus, didn't he? And he said that God would raise up a prophet like me. And him you will hear. That was Jesus Christ. Not some man who purports to be the head of a church of God. He is not that prophet. He, anyone who makes that claim, is arrogant and missing the whole point. That's the opposite of meekness. Now let's pick it up here in verse 25, Matthew 11. "At that time Jesus answered and said, 'I praise you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to babes.'" We understand things that the most intelligent people in the world do not have a clue. They are so foolish and have their idol of evolution that they lose all true thinking and intellect, because it is by the trillions impossible for everything to just happen. That's why God tells every atheist, get your own dirt, make your own dirt, and make your own universe, if you can. And they can't. Notice what Jesus said. "Yes, Father, for it was well-pleasing in your sight to do this, to exclude them." Now notice verse 7, 27 rather. "All things were delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Neither does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son personally chooses to reveal him." What did Jesus say? None can come to me unless the Father draw him. And none can come to the Father except through me. Now that tells you why all the so-called Christian religions in this world are wrong. They're not coming through the true Christ. Jesus said he was the door of the sheepfold. All who come in differently are thieves and robbers. Ha, what does that say about those religions in the world? Okay, so what does that say about the blessing of God? Quite a thing, isn't it? Now notice, verse 28. All you wise and intelligent of this world, all gather together and come to me. No, he says, come to me, all you who labor and are overly burdened, the poor of the world, and I will give you rest, and rest is comfort. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because he is teaching what comes from the Father. Not traditions of men. Jesus says, learn from me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. Not prideful, not uplifted. See, in order to handle power, you must be meek, not filled with pride. Because what happens when people have power and they are all lifted up in pride, they start warring and fighting against each other, don't they? Yes. And Christ is going to be the one who's going to end all war. Think on that. And you shall find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light, because he will carry it. He will lift us out of it. See, that's quite a thing. Think on that. Now, let's come back here to Psalm 37. Let's see where this was prophesied in the Psalms about blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Psalm 37. You know, it's amazing. You have to always keep studying the Bible because there is so much in here because it is inspired by the Word of God. And these are living words based upon living laws, based upon living relationships that God has given, so that we can have the relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ. So here's Psalm 37. All right, let's pick it up beginning here in verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. That's a blessing, isn't it? Dwell in the land and cherish faithfulness. Look at how the attitude needs to be. Delight yourself in the Lord. That's a blessing, isn't it? And he shall give you the desires of your heart. God is not trying to hold things back from you. He wants to give you a share of the earth and the universe. But we've got to be meek. We've got to be humble. Not lifted up in pride. And so here's how we do that, see? Verse 4, commit your ways unto the Lord. Trust in him, and he will bring it to pass. God is the one who's going to bring us to the resurrection. We have our part. We have our works. And we need to do what we need to do. But God is the one who's going to do it. Notice, verse 5. Commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth your righteousness like the light, and your judgment like the noonday. That'll be when we're spirit being. Yes, indeed. Rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him. Do not fret yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of him who carries out wicked schemes. See? Now we're going to cover some other blessings right here. Because every one of these are a blessing from being meek in heart and inheriting the earth. That's quite a thing. We need to understand that. Now then, with God's Spirit, we can do this. Cease from anger. Forsake wrath. Do not fret yourself. It leads only to evil. See again. Let all these things just run off you like water off a duck. You know they're going to happen. You know it's going to take place. Leave it all in God's hands. The evildoers shall be cut off, because those who wait on the Lord shall inherit the earth. Now we're going to see how many times that he says this. Shall inherit the earth. One. All right. Verse 10. But as yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Yea, you shall diligently consider his place, but he shall not be there. He will be what? Ashes. As the result of the lake of fire. But the meek, here's the quote from the Old Testament that's found in Matthew 5, shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Now, what I want you to see is that when it says, blessed are the meek, that is just the heading. The multiple blessings come in many forms from there. That's what we're reading. All right? Now let's continue on. Let's come down here to verse 22. Verse 22. For those blessed of him, and we are, shall inherit the earth, and those cursed of him shall be cut off. Just put in your margin right there, Matthew 25. Okay. Verse 23 now. The steps of a good man are made firm by the Lord, and he delights in his way. That's a blessing, isn't it? Now here's another blessing. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Amazing how fantastic the words of God are. All right, let's come on down here to verse 29. Okay, so we've had it three times already. Righteous shall inherit the earth. Verse 29, the righteous shall inherit the earth. That's number four. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Okay. Five times, inherit the earth. Now let's understand something important concerning the word of God. If it says it once, it will happen. Five times. How's that for reinforcement? That's pretty good. All right, now let's come back here to Psalm 25. Psalm 25. This also is quite a psalm. And this shows the relationship that we have with God, which is a blessing. See? Psalm 25 and verse 1. To you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Oh my God, I trust in you. Do not let me be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. And what did Jesus say? Do not fear him who has the power to kill the body, but cannot kill the life. But fear him who has the power to kill the body and to destroy the life in Gehenna. Okay? They won't triumph over us. Verse 3, yea, let none who wait on you be ashamed. Let them be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. That's a blessing, isn't it? Coming from God through his Spirit. What did Jesus say of the Spirit? It shall teach you things to come. What else does it say of the Spirit? It will lead us. Yes, so here it is. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you do I wait all day long. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they have ever been of old. Do not remember my sins of my youth, nor my transgressions, according to your loving kindness, remember me for your goodness. What a tremendous thing that is. Now you see with this, when we connect with this and we do this and we have this frame of mind and we claim these promises and claim these blessings and live by them, yes, it's fantastic. All right, verse 8. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he will teach sinners in the way. The meek he will guide in judgment, and the meek he will teach his way. That's wonderful. That is fantastic. Now, as we go through all of these things, let's ask a question on a sidebar. Do you now understand why an overbearing hierarchy is wrong in the church of God? Yes, it is. See, a little sidebar with that. God does not want the ministry to control the people. God wants the ministry, the teachers, the elders, and so forth, to teach the people, to teach the brethren God's word so they can live their lives directly connected with God the Father and control themselves through the Spirit of God. Therefore, there does not need to be any ministerial control over the brethren. However, if someone gets out of line, we have full authority to deal with it in whatever degree of severity that is necessary. But that becomes not the pattern of things to do constantly, but the exception when a difficulty arises. All right? Notice verse 10. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. That is absolutely fantastic. All right, now, a couple more psalms here. Let's come to Psalm 130. And I tell you this, the more I study the psalms, the more I read the psalms, the more that I learn out of them. Brethren, the Bible is made so we are to learn and learn and learn and learn and add layer upon layer, line upon line, and precept upon precept, and grow in love and grow in faith and grow in understanding and grow in trusting God. And the Psalms are a great and magnificent part of that. Okay? So let's go through Psalm 30 and 31. Magnificent indeed. Okay. Verse 1. Out of the depths I've cried to you, O Lord. Sometimes you get into problems and difficulties that you feel like, hey, you're way down deep in it. Lord, hearken unto my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. A tremendous thing. What a blessing that is. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. But they have to develop the character of God. They have to develop the mind of God. They have to yield to God in everything. And all of those are sub-blessings out of the blessing. The blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth. Okay? If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who would stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I waited for the Lord. My soul does wait, and in his word do I hope. And we of all people need to have the greatest hope in the world because we have the full Bible to have the complete absoluteness of the hope of God. And how far down the road it is to the resurrection, we don't know. But one thing we know for sure, we are closer to getting there than we ever have been, and it's further away than we have calculated. So that gives you a precise answer. Not necessarily. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning, I say, more than those who watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plentiful redemption. He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquity. And we're going to have a part of that. You know, just stop and think for a minute. As bad as the world is, and as difficult as it is in, all under the deception of Satan, the devil, yet God is going to remember every single individual. And for those who have not committed the unpardonable sin, and who are those are the ones who never had their minds open, God did not call them. They went their own way. But God is going to give them a second physical life for a first opportunity for salvation. Now that is awesome. That is a tremendous thing, brethren. So when we look out and see the world and everything going the way that it is, remember that. However, on the other hand, those who have committed the unpardonable sin, they will be cast into the lake of fire. That is God's judgment. And it will happen that way. Okay? Now, Psalm 131, verse 1. O Lord, my heart is not proud. No, we're not to be lifted up in pride and vanity. You know, man, at his very best state is altogether vanity. He's like a wind that comes and goes, like a smoke that disappears. My heart is not proud, nor my eyes lofty, nor do I involve myself in great affairs, nor in things too wonderful for me. And yet, when you are with your relationship with God, you are involved in things that are too wonderful for us, but it comes from God. Not from us. Surely I have calmed and have quieted my soul. Here is what the comfort is going to be. Here is the kind of mind that is going to be given. Isn't this something? As a child weaned from its mother, my soul within me is like a child weaned. Let Israel hope in the Lord from this time forward and forever. Now, that's quite a thing. Think of what God has done. Now, the reason that I have this psalm concerning children is because there is also a reference in Matthew 18. So let's go back to the book of Matthew, chapter 18, and let's see what Jesus said. Now, remember, we are to be satisfied like a full baby that has been nursed by its mother. And our mother is Jerusalem above. And our nurture comes from the Spirit of God and the Word of God. But this is to make us meek. Notice what Jesus said. Come back here to Matthew 18. Quite a lesson for us. And quite a lesson for the disciples as well. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Is it going to be Peter? Is it going to be John? Is it going to be James? Is it going to be Philip? Is it going to be Bartholomew? Who is it going to be? Notice how Jesus answered. Verse 2, and after calling a little child to him, Jesus set him in the midst and said, truly I say to you, unless you are converted. Think about that. And that means deeply converted. And become as little children. There is no way that you shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now think about that. How do we become like little children yet grow up in Christ? By completely trusting and yielding to God and his promises. See, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And we will be the children of God. Think on that. For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.